I had a question.
Hi there.
Hi. Earlier you were saying thank you to us, and I kind of wanted to say thank you to you.
No, I can't go there.
Earlier, you know, as a teenager, growing up, I remember hearing all your songs and thinking, God, this guy knows exactly what I'm thinking. Exactly
and I did
what I'm
too.
Feeling.
That's why and I wrote it. I wrote it exactly for you because I knew exactly what you were thinking.
No, and I remember I was...
I've gotten those letters from mental institutions too, by the way. I'm telling you, I have gotten... this is no joke. Back in like 79, 80, I had four proposals of marriage from women in mental institutions. And there were different ones. Unless she was a schizophrenic, which is possible now. You know, could have... But she kept writing me things like... I know exactly what you mean when you say that. You know. So anyway, I appreciate that. Go ahead, finish. I didn't mean to interrupt you. It was very
That's
rude.
Okay.
My wife is going, meet, be quiet.
So what I wanted to say was that I remember being summer going into eighth grade, and I had my first kiss with a boy. And walking away from that kiss being like, my God, he's right. They took the words right out of my mouth, and I couldn't say a thing or think a thing.
Boy, does that sound like a song lead-in or what? I'm telling you. Wow. You're the director's wife, right? You get this thing over here, and the director's got this little earpiece, and he's going, get into took the words right out of my mouth now. Go. What was that boy's name? Do you remember his name?
His name was Howie.
Howie.
He was a stable man.
And what's your name?
Ashley.
Howie and Ashley's first kiss. Shall we go there? Let's go there.